Hi, I'm Master Gardener John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening. It's the time of year when you wish you could be in two places at once, up in the mountains for a final fall backpack trip, and out in the garden finishing up the summer harvest season. Or maybe three places if you still have to be at work, too. Your garden has a similar problem. Summer crops are still growing, and winter vegetables or cover crops should be growing in the same spots. Even worse, there's no place to put all the corn stalks, tomato vines, and overgrown baseball bat zucchinis that the garden produced this year. The solution to all your problems? Trench composting. Digging potatoes will leave a shallow, grave-sized hole in your yard. It arouses suspicion among the neighbors and gives you a perfect place to put all the spent garden material I listed earlier, and more. If you don't have taters to dig, just excavate an area about 3 feet wide, 1.5 feet deep, and as long as you need to get rid of the spent plants, fallen apples, weeds, and kitchen scraps. Throw them all in the hole and cover it up with dirt. The result? An instant patch of smooth, unplanted ground with a fertilizer supply waiting below. This is very much like lasagna composting, where everything goes on top of the soil and you wait for it to decompose. But in trench composting, you have a planting bed sooner and an aching back almost instantly. You can trench compost your kitchen scraps all winter long by digging the trench now, then throwing in a load and covering it with soil as needed. Just remember, there's a ditch out in your yard that might catch you on one of those December evenings when emptying the compost is done in the dark. Oh! I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.